Joining me today are two special guests, Sumali Montano, who is a creator, producer, and actress in the sci-fi feature film, The Deal. And joining her is Lisa Brenner, who is the producer and actress in the film. And welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I love the film, The Deal. Are we ready to take the deal? I have to tell you, just I loved it, as I said, but watching it, I'm thinking, am I ready to take the deal? Like, but I wanted to ask you, Sumali, what inspired you to create this film? Like the idea and, you know, because you're also the actress, you're the producer, the writer. So tell us what the process is like.
In the shortest answer I can give you is for my mom. This was my love song to her. And, you know, at the core of this film, this story is really about a mother's love for her daughter and their mutual desperation to protect one another, no matter what it takes. And so in many ways, the character that I played, Tala, is really based on my own mother. And so the project is dedicated to women like her and people who would do anything for those that they love. It was a very special, heartfelt project and process for me. And I was really, really fortunate to have teamed up with Lisa and her husband, Dean, to make it. It was really such a dream team.
Yes. It's like the film is futuristic. It's science, it's drama. There's a family, you know, we're taken through the family unit, and then the father is comes back, then he takes off. There's a twist at the end, like he takes off and I'm like, come back, you know. So how did you maintain your stamina? Like, to you both, question to you both. I mean, it's such a, there's a lot of running around, there's a lot of, you know, you're doing, like Lisa yourself, you're the actress and producer. So tell us, how did you maintain your stamina to both of you?
Well, for me, from the moment I read the script, it was a mother-daughter story. I mean, luckily it was set in the sci-fi world. So my job throughout the whole process was to maintain the integrity of that relationship. I actually wasn't planning to be in it.
Same here.
She wasn't either. It just kind of fate took an interesting turn. And the woman I believe we originally cast to play the role that I played fell out about 2 weeks before. I'm like, oh, okay. Twist my arm. So and that's how I actually got in it. But that wasn't my intention for making this movie. My intention was to help Sumali realize this incredible dream. And we brought it to my husband in Electric Entertainment. And it was a perfect marriage of the feminist mother-daughter story and the sci-fi action world. And I think we achieved it. I believe we did.
Yeah, so this is the first time you've worked together?
We knew each other as moms before. Yeah. And Lisa had actually acted with my husband, who calls himself a retired actor now, but they had acted together. And that was the beginning of our relationship.
Yeah.
But this for me was really special because I've been an actor, you know, for 20 years in Hollywood and have so many projects that I'm just an actor on. And then the last several years I've been focusing on producing, and I have several films now that I've produced, but not acted in. So this one was really special because I got to do both. And I could not have done that without the amazing team that we put together. Yeah, so stamina, yes, but it doesn't happen without the team, without multiple villages.
Yes, and it takes a team, right? And like, what was your favorite part in the film? Question to both of you.
I'll let you answer that first, Lisa.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I mean, there's the funny parts. There's, you know, I think the apartment scene, the goodbye scene,
Yeah.
Might be one of my favorites just because the acting on both ends was so incredible that I cannot watch that scene without crying every single time. Oh my gosh. I mean, it's so truthful. And anyone who's had a mother or had a child, like, I feel anyone could connect to that, or just had someone you love that you need to say goodbye to. It's incredible.
Yeah. I think that I really appreciate having that, you know, we made a film that has such a universal set of core themes and values. You know, it's really about, you know, it whoever you are, if you've loved someone deeply and would do anything for them, you can relate to this film. I will say for me that what the scene that I think encapsulates, it's my favorite for the reason that I think it encapsulates what we were trying to do, is that scene when Tala goes to the Bureau of Life to ask for an extension on her time. And I love it so much because you see her desperation to do what it takes to save her daughter juxtaposed by this world and the Bureau of Life, the government, reacting to her with zero compassion, zero empathy. And you see the cruelty of this society. And it's just so normalized. You know, the fact that she even cares about watching, you know, another family get literally torn apart when the father has to go away for his processing date. And the people at the Bureau are just like, yeah, all in a day's work, you know?
Yes. Yes. It's like natural, right? They don't have no empathy, as you said. But it's also a film that, you know, talks about explores food shortages, global warming. It's like something you can really take away from the film and make you think, are you going to accept the deal? Are you ready to take the deal? Is it a curse? Well, it's a gift in one way, right? Because you're going to get a job, you're going to be fed. But in the end, it's sort of, you have to go and die, or, you know, go to
20 years for a life. You get 20 years of food and resources and a job, and then you give up your life.
Yeah, but you realize 20 years goes by quite fast.
Yeah.
And we thought that when we were making this, it was going to be about global warming and resources, but we made this before the actual pandemic. We're like, this could be real. Yeah. And we could never have predicted what was about to happen the next year.
I still think back, you know, thank God Dean pushed us. We had a couple reshoots that we wanted to get in, and we got them done December of 2019.
Wow, December 2019.
Yeah. Right before the world changed. And it was it was wild. So to me, it's really fascinating that now, you know, this is a post-pandemic story. So you can really see, like what you were saying, you know, you get to really think about, you know, society and where we might be post-pandemic, and the deal offers us a view into that.
Yes. I mean, it's also suspenseful drama, scary when you think like, oh, where am I going to get my food? Or, you know, in the family units, it's just a, so the film is for everyone, really. It's, you know, and what would you want people to take away from the film?
Molly.
I think we covered it. I think it's the universality of love, what it's like, you know, when you're taking care of someone who's sick or dying, when you're willing to do whatever it takes to help your loved ones. And then the kind of warning or societal critique of, you know, what happens when you have a world where cruelty is so normalized. I think those two things, and, you know, I'll add in one other, which is I'm really proud that we were able to make something in a genre that doesn't normally center women, intergenerational women of different ages, women of color. And so, you know, to me, it's really important to center characters with different perspectives that we're not historically used to seeing, because that generates empathy. And at the end of the day, that's, you know, that's, to me, that's the goal, to help people feel, to be empathetic, to add more love to this world.
Yes. I mean, indeed, you get the feeling of everything. It touches you and it makes you cry. Like, you know, you're and but were there any challenges at all in making the film?
There are many challenges.
Where do we start?
I mean, just our location. You know, originally we weren't thinking Serbia, but yes. Thankfully, we have an incredible crew in Serbia, and we were able to do things to make a huge, what would in America to shoot here would be a huge budget picture for a lower budget in Serbia. But that was a big problem, but a great solution, incredible sets, incredible people. So that worked out perfectly for the film.
Yeah, I think it's so funny. You know, at the time is really hard, and there's all kinds of every day there's a little fire to put out or a big fire to put out. But now on the other end of things, it's just literally the fact that we got it made, which in Hollywood. It's not an easy thing to get a movie made that centers women like this does in such a rich, amazing sci-fi world. It's kind of like, no matter how you feel about the genre, the story is universal, and to get to make a movie like that is really special.
Yes, congratulations. Perfect timing. And I love the music. How did you select the music?
Do you want to speak to that, or I can?
You can.
The music was such an interesting, evolution. You know, we have a very European, I think, feel to the film because of our amazing director, brilliant Hungarian woman, Orsi Nagypal. To me, the music strikes a really nice balance between what we tried to do, having this intimate, heartfelt story between a mother and daughter in this big sci-fi world. You know, I think Orsi and our cinematographer, Mate Erbe, really created something that feels intimate. And then it's kind of supported by this music that is, to me, a little bit more accessible. It's a little bit more, not accessible, but more kind of relatable to an American ear, as like, okay, this is like big sci-fi world. And so you kind of got both sides of intimate with big sci-fi feels. That's how I see it.
Yeah. And keeping the excitement going.
Yeah, exactly. I think Joe LaDuca did amazing work.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really, it just takes you through the film, and I would want to watch it again. And I have to ask you both, will it be the deal too?
Well,
from your lips to God's ears. Yes.
I think our ultimate goal is to possibly do a series.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wonderful. Yeah.
I think that would be our next step. Cause we left a lot of loose ends open for that.
Absolutely. And I like to think that our ending is just the perfect. It is the perfect setup to go on into a series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add, especially to both of you?
I'm just really proud to be part of this very unique, it's almost like a new genre we're creating, where women are the sci-fi heroes, but not sci-fi in the world we're used to of, you know, muscles and brawn and tight costumes. It's women who lead with their head and heart and intelligence. And I will leave it up to you to say whether they succeed or not.
Yeah, no, I think Lisa said it perfectly. I would love to see, the deal too, or the series. I would love to see more content that centers women of intergenerational ages and women of color. I think it's really important, especially in the world that we're in, to build more empathy.
That's wonderful. And it's going to be on the Roku channel, right?
And you don't even need a Roku device to watch it. which is wonderful. You literally have to, you might have to give them an email. The first time I tried to watch it on Roku, I didn't have to do that, but you might have to give them an email address, set up a free account, but you can watch it from your device.
Oh, it was a pleasure to speak to you both. And thank you so much. And congratulations.
Thank you. It's lovely to speak with you. Thank you.
Today are two special guests, Michael Polk, the director of the award-winning film, feature film, Piece of Sky. And joining Michael is Michelle Brand, the lead actress in the film who plays Anna. They're both here today to talk about their roles and the film. Welcome. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks.
Hi.
Yes. You know, I watched your film, and it's really an eye-opener. I'm looking through your lens, Michael, and please tell us, what was the inspiration behind the film?
Yes, you know, years ago, I met in a remote mountain village, I met a young woman who told me her story about her and her husband, who changed heavily due to brain cancer. And I was just interested in, and I was very touched by the way she faced these challenges, actually, because she stayed so calm and she really found a way, after all what happened, back to her husband. And that was I was very moved and touched by it, and I thought it would be nice to tell this story. Because I think also the place the story took place, like this alpine village, the mountain world, has something to do with how she reacted on the challenges.
Yes, and it's like very cold, it's rugged, and it's like how you adapt, like nature adapts how you are. And it the film moved me. I think everyone can relate to the film, like, because it's like people die of cancer or they die of illnesses, and through your lens, you're telling the story. And did it take 3 years for the process in making the film, Michael?
Yeah, actually, it took me 7 years.
Seven years.
Film. I mean, like, it took me 3 years just to write the script, to do a lot of research in this remote mountain place, to meet the people, to get to know the people, because during this process, I thought it would be nice that the like real human beings living in this area can participate in the film. And so I really had to learn, had to build up some relationships with them. Otherwise they would not, trust me and do with me this, like this way. And it was like a huge process to cast all the characters with non-professionals. And then we shot during 1 year in three different seasons, because I thought it's important also to show like a little bit like life through the seasons to give you a glimpse of what the cycle of nature is about in this mountain place, you know. And then we edited the film during 1 year, and we are ready now, and we finished it. We had a wonderful premiere in Berlin. I'm so happy just that the film exists and has this echo all over the world, because when we shot the film, we shot it during pandemic, it was not sure whether we could succeed in just shoot the film. So this makes me happy that the film exists, and that although the film is set really locally, like a lot of people from all over the world can stick to the universal questions the film is questioning. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Michelle, what attracted you to the role?
I'm normally, I work as an architect, and I saw in the local newspaper an announcement about the movie, and just a short writing down what is it about, and that Michael's still looking for women, non-professional, to be part in the movie.